joining us now here on Haney and Zeno. He's been a standout for sure during his very brief Major League career. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome into the program.
Put your hands together.
Oriole third baseman Manny Machado. Manny, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Mark and Bob?
How you doing, dude? Well, it looks like you have certainly gotten the hang of this Major League stuff. Easy and early.
Co-player
of the week in the American League. First of all, congratulations on that honor. But let's go back to last week and when things started to buzz that you were in fact going to be called up to Baltimore. Take us through Wednesday to Thursday for Manny Machado last week.
Well, thanks for the congratulations, but you know, last week was when I got that call, there was lots of things going through my mind. You know, I was excited and kind of nervous at the same time, but most of all I was excited, and I made a phone call to my mom and told her she needs to get on the first flight tomorrow morning to come up to Baltimore. And, she was excited for me. We shared the moment. And, this is what I worked for my whole life and my whole career. And, I'm just glad to be up here.
Manny, a lot of people talked about the jump from Double-A all the way up to the bigs without going through Triple-A. Were you nervous at all about not having played at the Triple-A level just to go straight to the bigs?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say nervous. This is the same game, It's you got to hit the ball and you got to feel the ball as well. So, I wouldn't say I was nervous. The most nervous I was, was to come up here and, be part of this ball club.
Now, Manny, when you made it to Baltimore and you were ready for that first game, did any of the veteran players pull you aside and give you any advice, or do they kind of just let you do your thing and save the advice and the attaboys for after the fact?
Well, they are congratulating me first, and, they really didn't, tell me anything. They just told me, go out there and play the game. It's the same ball game you've been playing your whole life. Just go out there and have fun, And then once I got my first hit and my first round ball, Jonesy told me, now it's time to play ball. You got that out of your system now, and, now it's time to do what you came up here for.
Orioles third baseman Manny Machado joining Haney and Zeno here on 105.7 The Fan. Orioles take on the Red Sox tonight for three games at the yard. And, has Buck sat down and talked to you a lot about his expectations? I mean, with all the hype that's surrounding you, what kind of relationship have you had with Buck already? What kind of talks have you guys had?
Well, we talked once I got up in here. That's the first person I went to go see when I got here. And, we sat down, we talked, and, he told me what he wanted me to come do up here. And, it was just to play baseball, and just go out there and just have fun.
Manny Machado here on The Fan. What about the honor yesterday? You and Adrian Gonzalez, co-players of the week. Tell us who told you and what was the excitement level there?
Oh, man, Dan Duquette called me over, around noon, and, he told me I was the co-player of the week with Adrian Gonzalez. That's a great honor, to be co-player of the week in the, for the American League. It's just a great honor, and, I was excited for it, but I just got to go out there and just keep having fun and just keep it simple and just go out there.
He's Manny Machado joining Haney and Zeno here on 105.7 The Fan. You worked with Alex Rodriguez in the offseason down in Miami and a couple other guys. What was that like, and kind of what did you take from that about playing in the bigs?
Well, I took a lot from those guys. I trained with Alex, John Alonso, John Jay, Eddie Rodriguez. I trained Andrew Jones. I trained with all these guys, and I just saw how they went about their business and how they got ready for the season. And I learned a lot from these guys. Yonder took me under the wing, and taught me a lot. Taught me a lot about what to expect going into spring training, what to expect going into the year. And I just appreciate all these guys how they brought me into their circle and taught me the roots into this game.
Manny, let's talk about defense. Of course, offensively, you've broken in nicely. Thank you very much. But the transition from shortstop to third base, talk about when you started to take grounders down there at Bowie and what has it been like so far playing third base at the major league level, and what are you still looking to improve upon there?
Well, I started taking grounders maybe about 2 months ago at third when I was told I was going to start playing third base. And I started taking grounders out there for early work, and during BP, after I caught my grounders at short, I go over to third base and catch them off the bat and catch them off the coach. And it was just a good experience to go out there and get a different feel for, playing shortstop every day. It was good to, just get a little feel for something different in the day. And, it was just great. And then, to come up here and be called up and, play third base in the major league level. It's great. You know, I'm having lots of fun, and you know, it's an adjustment that I need to make, and you know, I'm making that adjustment pretty well.
He's batting a blistering 375 since his call-up. He's Manny Machado here with Haney and Zeno on the Fan. You seem to be unnerved by the moment. Like, it's almost like it's not too big for you. I mean, your first major league hit is a triple, and then you get your first major league home run. Kind of just talk to us about you were standing on third after sprinting 270 feet. What are you feeling at that moment in time, and kind of the same thing about your first home run?
Oh, man, I was once I got on third base, I, you know, the told me, you know, congrats on your first hit, and I, you know, that a load just came off my shoulders, and you know, I was just super excited, and you know, and to hear the ovation the fans gave me, you know, it was just great, and I was just sinking it in, and you know, once that pitch was thrown, you know, I was already focused back into the game, and everything went away, and my first home run was great. You know, I wasn't even trying to look for a home run, and you know, it just happened, and you know, that's the best way to, you know, hit your first home run without looking for it, and you know, it just felt great. Once I touched on plate, it was, you know, with a feeling I'll never forget.
Now, you hit two home runs that game Friday night against KC. The same guy caught both home runs. Manny, I've been to at least 400 baseball games in my life, and I'm only 22 years old, by the way. But the same, and I've never, ever had my hand on a foul ball, much less caught two home runs. What was it like talking to that guy? And how much did he try to shake you down after the fact?
Oh, it was crazy. When I found out he caught both balls, it was, you know, I didn't believe it until I went out and he was out there with both balls, and it was just crazy. You know, he told me he couldn't even feel his legs after he caught the second one, and you know, it was just great to, you know, to talk to a fan like that, and you know, and see what he had to say about the game, and you know, he was a cool kid, and you know, and you know, he gave me, you know, he was great. He gave me back my first home run, and you know, I gave him a couple things, and you know, it was just great.
I was just been like, you know how badly I can beat you, right? Give me both the balls. That's what I would have told him. But we'll talk with Manny Machado here on 105.7 The Fan. Manny, have you? I know you said it's the same game all around, but there's obviously some differences from what you saw in Double A as to the majors. Can you tell us about some of those differences you're seeing? Is it just the pitching?
It's everything. You know, better hitters. You know, better pitchers, obviously, and you know, it's kind of a different game. You know, the pace is a little faster, so you got to stay more focused on the game, but. You know, I it's just an adjustment that, you know, every ball player can make, and, you know, and I'm just trying to make that adjustment and just keep playing.
Hey, what's it like being in the middle of a pennant race all of a sudden? Four games into your major league career, Red Sox come to town, Beckett tonight, World Series hero. Orioles, if the playoffs started today, would be in. Tell us about this experience.
Well, it's a great experience being in this ball club and, you know, being in this clubhouse with the, you know, atmosphere going on here. And, you know, I'm just excited to be here and be a part of this.
Manny, was that the first double shaving cream pie to the face you've gotten in your career?
Yes, that was the first one.
were you expecting it?
I was expecting it. I just didn't know it was going to come so quick.
Well, apparently, Adam Jones likes Barbasol. So that's 99 cents a can. He won't even break out the edge on you. You know what I'm saying there, Manny, for your first shaving cream pie. Hey, real quick, Dylan Bundy, another guy like yourself, highly touted, and expectations are great. I don't know how much interaction you have had with him, but what do you think the ETA is for Dylan Bundy to be wearing the Oriole uniform?
Well, you know, hopefully soon. You know, we don't know. I didn't know my ETA, and, you know, it's just a matter of time. You know, he's pitching great down there. He's a great ball player. You know, and he, you know, I think he's making his first start today in Double A. So, you know, everybody's looking forward to that, and you know, we're just looking forward to having him up here and be a part of this club as well.
Manny, I got to give you a nickname because you're in the bigs now. You got to get a nickname. So I'm going with Macho Man.
Macho Man.
So that's what I've been calling you. People have been catching on. Like, I just want to know that it's okay to refer to you as the Macho Man.
That's fine. I mean, it sounds good.
See, he likes it.
Now, would you rather be the Macho Man, the wrestler, Macho Man, Hector Macho Camacho, the boxer?
Or the Village People.
Or the Village People song. I mean, it's up to you, man.
In fact, do you know who all those people are?
I know who all those people are. Oh, okay. I know Macho Man, the wrestler. I used to watch when I was younger.
Right. Hey, well, Manny, we appreciate your time, and good luck tonight.
Best of luck,
for the
man.
Rest of the season. Good luck to you and the Orioles, as a matter of fact.
You.
See some postseason baseball.
I hope you have a great encore, that's for sure.
Thank you both. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.